With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Two bills made it through committee hearings in the House to make it easier for employers to hire disabled people and to prepare for an end to subminimum pay for those people. Representative Ellen Hefner sponsored both bills. One bill ends subminimum wages at sheltered workshops.
The Department of Labor is looking at discontinuing those, which means that our state has to be prepared. There are some places in Oklahoma with sheltered workshops that are a little bit upset that this is going away.
Currently, 61% of work-age disabled people are working, a number Hefner's bills are designed to increase. Oklahoma legislators can't get enough of bills to further ban abortion. A new bill has cleared a House committee allowing the procedure only when delivering the child would be a threat to the mother's life. State Representative Ellen Pogemiller says this further complicates the work of doctors.
It could be confusing when a doctor's in an emergency situation to determine if the woman's health or the child's health is in more harm.
The bill views the two lives equally. The measure now moves to an oversight committee. Child care facilities run out of a home would no longer be required to have a sprinkler fire suppression system. A House committee approved a bill to exempt home-run daycare facilities because they already have numerous inspections and fire drills.
This is an overregulation that is not likely keeping anyone safer. We're focusing solely on these small businesses and home child cares.
The bill also bans local governments or other agencies from putting stricter fire suppression rules in place. A bill to change what it takes to graduate from high school has cleared the Senate Education Committee. Senate Bill 410 asks that students must complete one unit or class in computer science. Senator Brenda Stanley says this modernizes Oklahoma's graduation requirements.
This legislation aligns Oklahoma's education system with workforce demands, national trends, and future economic needs.
If the bill becomes law, it would go into effect with students entering the eighth grade in the 2026 school year. Covering the State Capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest with your efforts working with the Secondary School Activities Association.
Absolutely. Our partnership with the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association, and that is a mouthful, continues to move forward, gathering momentum with the recent Oklahoma High School Football State Championships. We had the opportunity to support the student athletes with beef prizes, and our beef brand was featured prominently during all of the state championship games through announcements, video, and digital signage. With a small play on our slogan, we proudly shared the message, beef, it's what's for winners. And finally, our staff engaged with fans in our beef tent. Next up for us is the high school basketball championships, where we will once again be promoting beef to athletes, coaches, and families. We will be there on Friday and Saturday in the Big House, both weekends, and we're looking forward to it, so come see us if you're there. Finally, we continue to share the Checkoff-funded Sports Nutrition Game Plan, a holistic sports nutrition program featuring beef as a premier protein with Oklahoma High School coaches. It's going really well, and our board and team are excited about this partnership.